AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama is clearing the way for the families of American hostages to pay ransom if that is what they want to do.
These families have already suffered enough, and they should never feel ignored or victimized by their own government.
At the White House, the president said the policy will stay in place for the government to not pay ransom, but families will not be prosecuted for trying to pay for the release of hostages. The administration made the announcement after a review of hostage policies. The White House says the president told French President Hollande the U.S. is not targeting his communications. This follows revelations of U.S. eavesdropping on French leaders. The French leader said Obama reiterated promises to stop spying tactics that are considered unacceptable between allies. The search is going door to door in far northern New York for the two murderers who escaped more than 2 weeks ago from a maximum security prison. State Police Major Charles Guest says they have good reason to think Richard Matt and David Sweat are armed.
Just about every cabin or outbuilding in the North Country has one or more shotguns or weapons, and we have since day one operated under the belief that these men are armed. They're extremely dangerous. They're cunning. Why wouldn't they try to arm themselves immediately upon escape?
The search is in a rugged terrain about 20 miles from where the two men escaped. Victim statements are done in the sentencing of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. The sentence is death. Tsarnaev listened as the procession of victims and their loved ones lashed out at him one by one for his actions described as cowardly and disgusting. A horse-drawn caisson carrying the body of State Senator Clemente Pinckney has arrived at the South Carolina Statehouse so people can pay their respects. Pinckney was also the pastor of African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, where he and eight others were shot and killed last week. Wall Street stocks are lower. The Dow is down 121 points. This is AP Radio News. There's a lot of cleanup in the Philadelphia area from overnight storms. Kathy Engel Mendez is with the local utility PECO. Says a lot of trees are down.
Report after report of each road they went on, they were waiting to have tree crews cleared, waiting to have roads reopened so our crews could access them safely.
About 400,000 homes in Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and New Jersey are without power. A new heavy metal album is being released in the U.S., and the band is from Iraq. Krasikata is the band. The AP's Vivian Salama in Baghdad reports the band members say their music is not political.
This music for them is a major escape. One of them described it as therapy. He says it's like we come together for group therapy every single time we start performing.
Band members say they discovered their love for heavy metal through cassettes they dug up in the black market. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.